Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Beis Amin Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Chayavim Biru'iya, everybody's chayav in the mitzvah being oil or regal, chutz mi'cheir shayte v'katan, except for someone who's a cheir shayte v'katan, and not a bardas, utumtum, adragonis v'nashim, women or people that are suffolk women, they're tumtum, they're covered up, or adragonis, they have simanim of both. Vavadim sheinim meshuchravim are also slaves that are not freed. They also have the din of anisha. Hachiger, someone who can't walk, he's a cripple. Vasuma, someone who's blind. Vachayla, someone who's sick and can't walk. Vahazakein, somebody who's too old to walk. And mishayin yachul alis baraglav, somebody who for other reasons can't walk. We'll see in the Gemara what that's referring to. So all these people are potter from the mitzvah of being adil regel. Ezehu katan, what's considered a katan that he's pater, but then from then onwards he's chayiv midin chinuch. Kol she'inu yachol, ver chayiv al kseifav shel aviv. Somebody who can't ride on his father's shoulders, ula alis mirushalayim laharabayis, and get up from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, divrei Beis Shammai, that's the sheet of Beis Shammai, a very young age. Beisel aymerim, the Beisel says that no, kol she'inu yachol la'echayiz biyadei shel aviv, v'la alis mirushalayim laharabayis. Has to be, he's a little bit older, it's a katan is until the point that he can't hold his father's hand and get from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. It's only at that point, though, once he could hold his father's hand and go up, that's when he's going to be chayiv in Ri'ah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shalish Regalim, that it calls the three Amim Taivim, Shalish Regalim, a lashon of feet of walking, so you see this importance of him being able to walk. Beishamei Aimrim, that when it comes to the carbon Ri'ah, and the carbon Chagiga that we bring on Yom Tov, Sa'a Ri'ah Shtei Kasef HaChagiga Ma'a Kasef, and Beisol Aimrim, it's the opposite, that HaRi'ah Ma'a Kasef HaChagiga Shtei Kasef, that the Ri'ah is one, and the Chagiga is two Kasef. Says the Gemara, Hakol Asu Yemai, who's Hakol coming to include that everybody's chayv in Ri'ah, mashma, even someone who I would have thought not, he's even chayv in the mitzvah of Ri'ah. Says the Gemara, Lasu Yemi Shechetzi Yeve V'chetzi Ben Chayrin, someone who's half freed and half slave. He had two masters, and one of them freed him, so now he's half freed, he's half slave. The Mishnah's coming to tell us that even though an Eved is Pater, a half Eved is chayv. I'll ask the Gemara, Mularvina Damer Mi Shechetzi Yeve V'chetzi Ben Chayrin Patam in Ri'ah, Hakol Asu Yemai. What about according to Ravina, who says that a half Eved is Pater? According to Ravina, who says that half Eved is Pater, Hakol Asu Yemai. So who's Hakol coming to include that he's Chayiv? Says the Gemara, Lasu Yechige V'yamirishayim V'nispashi P'yayim Sheini. Somebody who was a cripple on the first day of Yom Tov, and then he got better on the next day. Well, says the Gemara, Anich Lamad Amar Kulun Tashlumin Zelazet. That works if you hold that each day of Tashlumin is like its own independent Chiyiv. So even though he was Pater on day one, now he's Pater from day two and onwards. El Lamad Amar Kulun Tashlumin the Rishayim. But if you hold that everything is a tashlumen for the first day, that everything is a tashlumen for the first day of Yom Tov, and on the first day was Pater, Sa'akol Asu Yemai, so who's Akol coming to include? Achiger B'yam Rishav, and especially if Yom Sheni, is going to be Pater. It says the Gemara, Lasu Yesuma Be'achas Me'enav. It's coming to include someone who's blind in one eye, Udolaiki Aitano, which is not like the following Tano, who holds that Esuma Be'achas Me'enav is Pater. The Tano we learned in the Braisa, and Yechonim Medavoy Oimim, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda, that Esuma Be'achas Me'enav Pater Menaria, he holds Pater. And our Tano is coming to say, Akol is Chayiv, to include this Esuma Be'achas Me'enav, again, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's Rabbi Yehuda's Makar that he is Pater? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yira Yera. Kedar, he darshens from there, that Kedarach Shabal Leirois, Kachbal Leirois. Just like you come to be seen by Hashem, Kavyachol, so too you should come to see. Ma Leirois, Bishteinav, Af Leirois, Bishteinav. Just like a person comes to be seen by Hashem's two eyes, Kavyachol, so too he comes to see with his own two eyes. And if he's only able to see with one eye, he's a Summa Ba'achs Me'enav, he's going to be Pater. But again, our Mishnah is not like that. Our Mishnah is saying Akol, it's coming to include a Summa Ba'achs Me'enav. Or we could say another Tarot, it's like our original teretz that it's coming to include the chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayren. Udika kashal al chadu Ravina, that which you asked, that Ravina holds pater, like kash, it's not shver. There was a chazara, there was the Mishnah Rishayna that it's Pater, and then there was a chazara that Beisil was made to Beishamai, that Al-Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chayrin, we make him free, and therefore he's Chayiv in the mitzvah of Ri'ah. That not like we learned in the Mishnah, Misha Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chayrin, a person who had two masters, one of them freed him, so now he's half freed, half slave, and the question is, what do we do with him? He's not going to serve the master all every day because he's half freed. We can't have him just do his own thing because he's half slave. So says Beis Hillel, Oyvid es Rabbo Yoyim Echad, Ves Atzma Yoyim Echad, Divri Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, simple fix. Have him serve the master one day, and then the next day he goes on vacation. The next day he serves the master, and he alternates days. However, Amulah Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Now tikantum as rabbi, that's atzmi like tikantum. That's a good fix for the master, but it doesn't help the eved very much because he's going to be stuck in other areas of life. Lisa shivcha in yachol, he can't marry a shivcha because he's half freed. Lisa baschayrin in yachol, he can't marry a baschayrin because he's half slave. Liftal, he shouldn't get married. He shouldn't have children. V'loyle nivra ilam el l'piriyav rivia, the whole world was created to have children. Shenemar, the pasuk says leisahu berah. Hashem didn't create the world for it to be desolate. L'shavis yitzara, he created it to inhabit it. To fix the world, rabbi, what we do is this half master, we force him to free the slave, we make the slave completely freed, and he writes a star to the master, an IOU, that on half of his value that he owes the master the money. And in the end, Beisil was mited to Beishamai that that's a good Eitzah. So in the end, it's going to come out. In the beginning, Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin remained a Chatzi Eved. Beisil held that he's potter from the mitzvah of Riyah. But in the end, Beisil was mited to Beishamai that what we do is we force the master to free him. So since he's going to be freed, he's going to be chayv in the mitzvah of Riyah. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to include. A second teretz is that it's coming to include this Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin.